The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so the Lupus, Voice of the Lupus Foundation. Tell us about this this organization, the Voice, well, the Lupus Foundation.
Well, you did get it right. It is the Voice of Lupus Foundation. Our organization is fiercely committed to improving the quality of lives for all people living with lupus in Trinidad and Tobago since 2011. Our unwavering commitment lies in investing in initiatives that foster advocacy, awareness, public education, and patient support, thereby serving as a beacon of hope for those affected by this complex autoimmune disease. Advocacy stands as the cornerstone of our mission, recognizing the multifaceted impact lupus exerts on individuals physically, emotionally, and socially. And through our tireless efforts, we endeavor to amplify the voices of lupus patients, champion their rights, and advocate for equitable access to care and support services. You know, we believe by advocating on behalf of lupus patients, we thrive and we strive to cultivate a more compassionate and inclusive society that embraces and supports individuals navigating the challenges posed by this condition. You know, I must add that I was diagnosed with lupus. So for me personally, this is dear to my heart. That's why I started this nonprofit organization. I suffered, I struggled, and I, having lived with the challenges that come daily with living with this condition, it drived me to really be a vessel of change in Trinidad and Tobago where it comes to lupus patients, you know?
All right, because my next question would have been, how come you have become, the Voice of the Lupus Foundation, that it close to home with a family, trying to do yourself suffer from lupus?
Well, I didn't become the voice. I think it was a chosen call by God, you know, and I'm using all the strength that I have possibly in the rest of, you know, however I choose to live my life with lupus, really to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking about increased government support. How exactly do you want the government to increase their support for lupus specifically?
Well, Bass, I don't know if you're aware that public assistance is $1,300 a month, mm-hmm. and the disability grant is $2,000 a month. Let's even look at the application process. It's deeply concerning that there are reports from patients who go to the clinic, the rheumatology clinic, and they're being refused to get their medical reports signed. Doctors in the public health system, some, not all, you know, they're declining to complete medical forms for social welfare and for those with under the disability grant and public assistance grants, you know, and it would appear that these physicians exhibit a lack of understanding about lupus profoundly limiting the impacts of one's ability to work. You know, many patients have told us they come to the Lupus Learning Resource Center, they're crying, they're in tears, they don't have money, they can't work. You know, and they're saying that their experience has been, you know, their applications are being rejected. They're denying patients, you know, basically financial assistance that they desperately require. You know, and even though approval is gained for some, we must recognize the long, complicated, and utterly discouraging process.
Mm-hmm. I know. In terms of having lupus, what are some of the? The effects of lupus where one may not be able to do their job. Can somebody, like, you know, what types of jobs would be affected by somebody doing lupus? Can somebody do my job if they have lupus? Why would somebody not want to hire somebody who has lupus?
I think it's because sometimes with the condition itself, patients may appear to be unreliable because no 2 days are the same, and many patients live with chronic debilitating pain and fatigue, you know, and it's a challenge just to get out of bed sometimes, and especially when you are suffering from systemic lupus, because there are four types. There's discoid lupus, there is systemic lupus, neonatal lupus, and drug-induced lupus. The worst ones are for those who are living with systemic lupus, where they face mobility challenges, they face multiple organ involvement, you know. So for someone who has to work, let's just say in the construction industry, like we have men who live with lupus, and many of them would have had, you know, really good jobs in the construction industry. And because the sun affects them, they've not been able to keep up with their work demand.
Okay. Well, if you cannot keep up with your work demand, you know. All right, continue.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I was once a broadcast journalist. I mean, I was in the media industry for, you know, maybe 15 plus years or so. Right. And it took a toll on me because at the time, lack of awareness and then also being embarrassed about talking about the fact that I had lupus and I didn't even understand what I had because I didn't physically look sick. Right. I did not physically look sick. And here I'm calling in sick. I can't get off my bed, you know. And there was a point in time where I had to come up with so many lies to try to cover what I was really facing with, because I was embarrassed to talk about the fact that lupus was affecting me mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Okay, definitely. So, I mean, I'm still trying to understand in terms of you want the government to raise more. Is it that you want them to tell employers, you want the government to make it a law, you have to employ people with lupus?
Well, here's the thing. It's a case of having a work policy in place. And we have tailored a policy in place, and we would like to meet with the relevant authorities to discuss implementing this. As well as, for instance, let's cut the red tape here, right? Ensuring all medical professionals are properly trained on understanding and evaluating lupus. Cutting the red tape and expediting applications from diagnosed patients, increasing disability benefit amounts to an adequate level where they can actually afford basic needs. I mean, most women with lupus, it's 90% of those diagnosed have lupus, okay? You have women coming to the Lupus Learning Resource Center telling us that they have to choose whether buying feminine hygiene products or their medication. Do you know that the majority of patients sometimes do not access their medication at the public health system because Mount Hope sometimes never have the medication? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the medication is not accessible at the San Fernando Port of Spain General Hospitals or St. James, and they have to go privately. Mm-hmm. And if they do not have a job, they are unable to work. There are many patients who have been fired. Many patients have been let go because absenteeism. We have someone who's facing disciplinary charges right now from a company because of the high absenteeism that they would have, of course, taken days off because they were genuinely ill.
Well, I mean, in terms of the public assistance being raised by the government, we could do that. But if somebody really and truly has a business, if I'm a business owner and you have lupus, I could be as sympathetic if I want to be, unless I really understand or somebody hit close to him because, you know, I mean...
And I'm not saying no, but there's opportunities where they can work from home.
Okay. But if you can work from home, I mean, if you can work from home and just say something, you can't get out of bed. I mean, somebody would not accept any excuses because you're already home.
Well, I think with the pandemic, it showed that that can happen in terms of adjustments can be made to accommodate persons to work from home. Mm-hmm. And there are patients who are willing work. It's not that we don't want to work.
Yeah, a lot of
it's
people.
Not that patients don't want to work.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who want to work from home. People who are perfectly well and healthy would like to work from home. But I don't know. Trinidad is just so backward and so slow. I don't know. But I don't know when that will happen. Like, they just want to see people coming to work. When you come into work, you will work better. Right?
But you know, it's very difficult. It's really difficult for someone who already has a compromised, declining health, you know, to have to live with the fact that they can't afford rent, they can't afford their medication, they can't afford food. Mm. I mean, we continue to feed patients. I mean, we're a non-profit organization relying on donations from the public, corporate society of Trinidad and Tobago. And yes, we are able to help, but it's just not sustainable. We cannot feed everybody every day, every month. Mm.
So the public assistance, you say, is what right now on the disability? Is what?
So it's $1,300 a month for public assistance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the disability grant is $2,000 a month.
$2,000. I have a caller who calls in. He always talk about he's on disability. You know what I mean? I mean, living on disability as that, if you had to, like you say, pay rent and buy food, that is very, very challenging. Unless...
And apart from food, do you know that during the pandemic, the food card was cut from persons receiving public assistance and disability? It was cut.
Okay. Well, unless we are some of them people could put up, If you know if four you all put up and live in an apartment or something, people with disability, and maybe that could help. But other than that, we really have to go to the government. And what is being done right now to make sure that legislation, and who is the person to go to say that we could raise the public assistant or the disability?
So definitely having an audience with the current Minister of Social Welfare, I believe, she would be in a position to maybe do some considerations, at least hear us out. And definitely with regards to addressing some of the health concerns and the issues that are currently faced in the public health system would be the Minister of Health. Do you know that there are a lot of lupus patients who, because of the side effects of some of the medications, they sometimes have to wait as much as a year to get an appointment just to have an eye exam, or let's just say, and this is where another part of the organization we're looking to expand to set up a medical clinic, that where we can provide vision screening, and we can also assist with the management of their symptoms, especially with diabetes, because a lot of lupus patients have to use steroids. And of course, with prednisolone alone, it causes some side effects, which is diabetes, and a lot of patients simply cannot afford strips. They can't afford to test their diabetes, things like that. These are some of the real issues that patients are being faced with, apart from being able to be employed, being able to afford basic food needs, their medications.
All right, folks, of course, 627-3223, 625-2257, 306-1065, or WhatsApp if you have any suggestions for some of our lupus patients, or maybe you yourselves suffer from lupus. Or you don't know somebody from lupus and know what they go through on a daily basis, you can feel free to let me know. Let us know.
I don't know if it's possible that you can pass on the number for the Lupus Foundation to me, please, on my WhatsApp, to talk to this lady. Reason being, I have a friend who lives in Belize City, and a 13-year-old daughter was recently diagnosed with lupus, and it is taking a terrible mental effect on her and the child. To the extent that this child is always crying and, asking why me? At this young age, I have to go through these things, and it's taking a very bad mental toll on them. I would like to get some information on her concerning medication and thing too. So I don't know if it's possible that you could pass on the foundation number for me so I could get to talk to this lady. Thanks.
All right, man. So somebody asking out for a number, a mother with a 13-year-old who's been diagnosed with lupus. All right, you heard that?
Absolutely. You have my permission to share the number. It's quite all right, and we do have a support group in place for even children living with lupus, parents with children with lupus. So the organization has done some groundwork. I mean, more needs to be done. I think you asked the question, what are we? When I think compassion, a compassionate approach grounded in a deeper understanding of lupus, physical, emotional, and financial tolls is what's needed. I mean, we would like the lawmakers to ensure comprehensive lupus training for all medical professionals, streamline application processes for those diagnosed, and swiftly raise pitiful low levels of the benefits. I mean, $1,300 and $2,000 with rising food cost and the rising cost of living in today's it's really not enough.
I think you need to get and this might sound a little cliche, but like a celebrity, if there's a celebrity face or somebody well known with this lupus, because it's one of those, autoimmune diseases that they just don't, probably people, I hate to say there's a lack of better word, but people don't really care about people with lupus, they cancer, diabetes, but lupus is not really out there. So maybe if there's somebody, I mean, you might be the voice, but it needs to be like a face, like a popular face, and this person come out and saying, I have lupus. Or if somebody supports somebody, family, maybe they don't have it, but somebody's a family or somebody with lupus, maybe you need to get that face and that figure.
So may I answer to that? So we've tried, but do you know that there are many lupus patients who are very well known, but they do not want the public to know that they have lupus?
Really?
Because there is a stigma. There is a lot of them are embarrassed. A lot of them just don't want anybody to know. And then it's the culture of Trinidad and Tobago. I don't want anybody to know I'm sick.
But why? I mean,
and then also because of the position that they hold, they don't want their employers to know that they are ill.
Okay. Well, that's very sad. You know, but I think that is something that could help. You know? I mean, but lupus is not like, I mean, and I don't think any disease being shunned away, even HIV now, you know, it's like, you know, thing is not like that or something.
And it's funny that you mentioned HIV and AIDS. Do you know that John Public thinks lupus is a type of cancer? Do you know that John Public thinks, because it's an autoimmune disease, it's mm-hmm. linked to HIV and AIDS? Mm-hmm. And the difference is basically, you know, first of all, you cannot catch lupus, you cannot spread lupus, you cannot mm-hmm. give someone lupus, whereas with HIV and AIDS, you can. And then, of course, mm-hmm. with HIV and AIDS, your immune is suppressed, whereas with lupus, your immune system is super active. Mm-hmm. It's constantly producing antibodies where it's destroying healthy cells and tissues and organs in the body.
Mm-hmm. But that's because of lack of education, eh? You know?
Of course, and that's where we're trying so much to keep the awareness going and to advocate and, you know, to use forums like, you know, where we're on today.
Right, I hear. So what else does the lupus voice of the, as you being the voice of the lupus foundation, what else does support lupus? What else does lupus need? Lupus patients need?
I'm so sorry, you broke up there. What was the question?
No, what else do lupus patients need besides being an equal opportunity, the employment? What are some of the other issues that you face?
Definitely the accessibility to medications and treatment. You know, a lot of lupus patients find it sometimes difficult to even get their medications in the public health system. And when they're not able to afford to buy it, it compromises their treatment regime. You know, there are some medications. I mean, like during the pandemic, we were at the helm of lobbying for hydroxychloroquine to be made available. At that time, people were gouging and buying it up because they thought it was a potential cure for COVID, you know, and a lot of patients weren't able to get hydroxychloroquine. It's a main drug in the treatment of lupus. Then there's also the harsher drugs like immune suppressive as well as organ transplant drugs like CellCept. Sometimes a lot of patients, they cannot get it in the hospital, so they have to go to the pharmacies outside or even through the drug company Smith Robinson to get it. And it's sometimes it runs into thousands of dollars per month, you know, because a lot of patients are on $2,000 milligrams three times a day, you know, so it's very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. So medication is such a, well, important thing to help the fight, but a lot of people complain about all different types of medications in the, when it comes to the hospital, with the public health care system. All right. In terms of actually going to be diagnosed with lupus, I mean, like the 13-year-old mother, what would you recommend to be her next step for a 13-year-old? What would be different from a child to an adult? What are some of these steps they have to go through?
So in terms of even the diagnosis, you know, there is no one blood test that can confirm a diagnosis of lupus. I mean, lupus is so complicated. It's a complex illness in that it can affect any organ, any joint, any part of the body. And even the testing, it takes approximately 6 years to get a confirmed diagnosis of lupus when you first start showing the symptoms of it. Right? Now, for a 13-year-old, could you imagine how frightening it is for that little girl? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about when I was diagnosed, I was in my early 20s, but I started showing symptoms at the age of 10. The symptoms include joint pain, fatigue, unable to go out in the sun and play with my friends. You know, constantly having a fever, constantly having a headache, constantly feeling ill. Can you imagine how hard it is for a 13-year-old who absolutely has no grasp of what's going on with her body? She doesn't even know how to probably communicate, "Mommy, I'm just not feeling well." You know, "Mommy, my joint's hurting me. Mommy, I can't do this. I can't go and run." You know, it's very scary. I mean, it's really scary for an adult, far less for a child. I mean, we have cases as young as 3 and 4 year olds living with lupus, with organ involvement.
Well, Miss, you know, I mean, I know you're fighting the fight, the good fight, but sad to say, unless this is the world we live in, sadly, unless somebody really comes in that could really put some light on your fight, it's, you know, it's just going to be never ending for you, really.
Well, Base, I think it's a step in the right direction that mm-hmm. we're even having this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and even if we reach one person today, as we just did with that 13-year-old,
mm-hmm.
the mission is being accomplished.
Yeah. Well, I do hope that one of those famous persons, those celebrities, would come forward and really who has
Well, lupus. Can I give a plug for an event that we're partnering with Cara Hotels today?
Sure.
We're partnering them on the 18th of this month to host an all-inclusive event, and there are a lot of local celebrities who have lent their voice to the cause, and I hope this is a good step in the right direction, because we're trying to raise funds to set up our medical clinic. So Cara Hotels have jumped on to be one of our donors to raise funds through this entertainment initiative, so we can raise the necessary funds to have this medical clinic up and running before the end of the year.
Okay, well, very good. When is it? When is the event?
The event is on the 18th of May
mm-hmm.
at Cara Hotels in Claxton Bay.
Oh, okay, right. 18th of May. We do have another voice message.
Those are the exact symptoms that she has, also bleeding in her mouth and stuff. And rashes coming out all over her face. And it is bad. It's really bad. And her mom is really worried. She is like absolutely frantic. They don't know what to do. You know, because same thing, lack of medication and all these things. And the medication is hard to get. And wow, it's really traumatizing for them.
Hmm. Oh, sounds really, really, really tragic for any family, a mother to have to go through, especially with a daughter.
Of course, you know, just on Wednesday, we lost a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the sad thing. The mom is claiming that her daughter received the wrong medication at Mount Hope,
mm-hmm.
which caused her daughter's situation to escalate, where she developed heart issues, she developed seizures. You know, and these are the conversations that we need to have.
Mm. Do we have any specific lupus doctors for lupus in Trinidad and Tobago?
So there is no such thing as a lupus doctor. What we have are rheumatologists.
Mm.
They are the ones who deal with rheumatic conditions and autoimmune diseases, especially that affects the immune system and the joints and what have you. And there are so many autoimmune diseases out there. And then, you know, it depends on how lupus affects the person. So sometimes lupus patients are in 4 and 5 different clinics there, because the disease is affecting their heart, their lungs, their brain. They're in the rheumatology clinic, they're in the blood clinic, hematology, you know. So it's a multifaceted, multidisciplinary approach that is needed in the management of lupus.
Hmm. Yep. Well, once again, feel free to give out your number. And any Instagram websites where people could, of course, if they want to support your foundation or the Lupus Foundation, right, let people know how they can contact you.
Absolutely. So you can find us on social media. Our handles are Voice of Lupus, and on Facebook, the Voice of Lupus Foundation. Our office lines are 327-0220. You can reach us on WhatsApp. If you do not have credit on your phone and you would like to reach us via WhatsApp, you can do that. And the office line is 221-9677. It's also available on WhatsApp. If you want to send us an email, it's voiceoflupus@gmail.com.
That's 221-9677.
That's correct, Base.
221-9677. Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Rina, the founder
of Rihanna.
Rihanna. The Voice of the Lupus Foundation. And I wish you all the best, ma'am.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.